Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we pick up where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 96. Trials sent by God to a soul which is particularly loved by Him, temptations and darkness, Satan. The soul's love for God is still not such as God would have it. The soul suddenly loses the tangible perception of God's presence. Various defects and imperfections rise up within it, and it must fight them furiously. All her faults lift up their heads, but the soul's vigilance is great. The former awareness of the presence of God gives place to coldness and spiritual dryness. The soul has no taste for spiritual exercises. It cannot pray, either in the old way or in the manner in which it had just begun to pray. It struggles this way and that, but can find no satisfaction. God has hidden Himself from it, and it can find no consolation in creatures, nor can any of these creatures find a way of consoling it. The soul craves passionately for God, but sees its own misery. It begins to sense God's justice. It seems to it that it has lost all the gifts that God had given it. Its mind is dimmed, and darkness fills it. Unspeakable torment begins. The soul tries to explain its state to the confessor, but it is not understood, and is assailed by an even greater unrest. Satan begins his work. Faith staggers under the impact. The struggle is fierce. The soul tries hard to cling to God by an act of will. With God's permission, Satan goes even further. Hope and love are put to the test. These temptations are terrible. God supports the soul in secret, so to speak. The soul is not aware of this, but otherwise it would be impossible to stand firm. And God knows very well how much He can allow to befall a soul. The soul is tempted to unbelief in respect to revealed truths and to insincerity towards the confessor. Satan says to it, "Look, no one understands you. Why speak about all this?" Words that terrify it sound in its ears, and it seems to the soul that it is uttering these against God. It sees what it does not want to see. It hears what it does not want to hear. And oh, it is a terrible thing at times like these not to have an experienced confessor. The soul carries the whole burden alone. However, one should make every effort to find, if it is at all possible, a well-informed confessor, for the soul can collapse under the burden and come to the very edge of the precipice. All these trials are heavy and difficult. God does not send them to a soul which has not already been admitted to a deeper intimacy with Him, and which has not yet tasted the divine delights. Besides, in this, God has His own plans, which for us are impenetrable. God often prepares a soul in this way for His future designs and great works. He wants to try it as pure gold is tried, but this is not yet the end of the testing. For there is still the trial of trials, the complete abandonment of the soul by God. Here we see God wanting to purify the love in His special souls. So He tests them. I'm reminded of the Holy Spirit leading Jesus into the desert after His baptism and before His public ministry to be tempted by the devil. God allows these types of purifications. Obviously, Jesus did not need to be purified, but He shows us the way. In the Scriptures, we can read about the pruning of a tree so that it will bear more fruit, or the silversmith purifying silver at high temperatures. When God withholds His consolations, our defects become more evident again. The soul clings to God by faith, not by sight. Our love needs to be purified, so that we are loving the God of all consolations and not just the consolations of God. The testing by Satan reminds me of the book of Job. God allows this type of testing to purify the soul. Job had received many wonderful things from God, but would he still love God when some of these things were taken away? The evil one can try his tricks on all of us, not just the special souls, trying to get us to abandon God, to abandon prayer, our spiritual practices, to keep things hidden from our confessor. The temptations for Jesus began when he was tired and hungry and thirsty in the desert. So when we are weak, that's when the evil one attacks. We need to be especially vigilant at times like that. But God has not and will never abandon the soul. He is hidden, but very near. He will not test a soul beyond its endurance, and God is supporting the soul in a hidden way. In the book of Proverbs, it says, "My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline, or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves the one he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights." So we have to remember that God loves us like a father loves his children, and God wants his children to grow and to develop and to mature. But sometimes testing is needed in order to help us to grow. Again, St. Faustina reminds us of the importance of getting to confession regularly, so that God can help us to grow. He speaks to us through the confessor. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.